Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Amma Yoshev B'tzion, particularly Deborah ben Ziba, B'tzalel ben Batya, Golan ben Gabriela, Matan ben Dvora, and Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassah, Luz Victor Rosti, the Ravida Chaycha, Vegas, Adis Basel, and Mishmas, Maris Esther, Bas Rib Shmuel, the Gemara Meseches Gidden, and the Beis on the Beis says, Eidecha Neman B'Yisurim. Rashi says, "How do you know Eidecha Neman B'Yisurim? Shari Emina Torah Kol Echad VeEchad MiYisrael Al Afrosh Estruma VeAl Ashchita VeAl Nikar Agid VeAchelev." Because the Torah believed everybody. The reason one witness is believed when it comes to matters of Isser and Heter is because the Torah believed every individual Jew that he was Mafrish Truma, that he shechted properly, that he removed the Gid Anoshe VeAchelev. Tosfos says that Rashi should not have mentioned Hafrosh's Truma and Shechita. Hafrosh's Truma, he's believed because it's Biyado. Even though there's a Cheskas Isser, he could fix it by Bimafrish Truma. That's why he's believed, because it's Biyado. And Shechita also, even though now he can't Mimitaka in the Shechita anymore, Meikara he could have. He could have Shechted properly. Otherwise, why is he believed there's a Cheskas Isser? How can the Eidechad be believed against the Cheskas Isser? So it must be that it's Biyado. He had the power to shecht properly. It's considered Biyado. And since it's Biyado, it's in his hands. It's up to him. And the Eidechad is Naaman. But that's not a raya that regularly Eidechad is Naaman Bisurim. These are only cases of Biyado. Rashi should have brought cases that it's not Biyado that Eidechad is Neman Bisurim, but not Truma and not Shechita. In the Meiri, he asks, and that it says Eidechad is not Neman Bisurim, where there's a Cheskas Isser in place. Right, Eidechad is only Neman Bisurim, there's no Cheskas Isser. When there's a Cheskas Isser, Eidechad is not Neman. B'shchita he's neman. Lahat yom ashuch sakeser. Shchita is a cheskas iser. He says behema b'yab cheskas iser b'chayab cheskas iser omedes. A behema in its lifetime is b'cheskas iser. Since a behema in its lifetime is b'cheskas iser, so how's Eidechad neman that he was shechted properly? So the answer is that no, we see that the animal is dead, so there's no more iser ever menachai, and there's no chazak of any other iser. But he asks according to, therefore, there's no more Cheskas Isser. He asks according to those Mefarshim that Cheskas Isser is because Bechayeha, it has an Isser Eino Zavuach, that it wasn't properly Shechted, not Eber Menachai. So even though we see it dead, it never went out of its Cheskas as Eino Zavuach. Maybe it was just improperly killed. It wasn't Shechted, halachically. And yet we believe 1-8. So, therefore, how is it that we believe 1-8 when there's a Cheskas Isser, Eino Zavuach? Akoponim, what we see from the Meiri is if we say that Behema B'Cheskas, B'Chaya B'Cheskas Isser, Oimedes, means the Isser of Eivor Menachai, like Rashi holds in Beitz 25a, Maskel Afuke, so Eid Echad was made on a Shechita, that's not Eidus Keneged Chazak Isura, because we see the animal is dead and there's no more Eivor Menachai, and there's no other Isser. But we have to understand, since that the animal was B'Cheskas Isser, Eivor Menachai, and that's considered an Isser to be Machriya if there's a Suffolk in the Shechita, because we're Machzik and Me'isser le'Isser. So it's Eidechad B'makom Mischazek Yisur. Why does he believe? We know the Ramban, Rashba, Le'Yavam, Slamet, Ovid, Beis, Ma'arit, Chelek, Aleph, Simen, Pei, Beis, cited in the Shmaitzah, Shmaitzah, Hey, Perak, Aleph, see also in Perak, Vav. Akopanim, we know there's a Musig of Machzik and Me'isser le'Isser, that once there's a Cheskas, there's two Isurim. And if an animal, if there is a chesk, whatever we're dealing with, if there's cheskas iser aleph, and now there's another cheskas iser, so we say machzik and miyisr le iser. We say that we stay with the original cheskas iser. We assume that there's still an iser involved over here, because it went from iser number one that it had a cheskas iser, and then it went out of that cheskas iser and it went into another suffik iser. We say maybe it's us or maybe it's not us. What are we to conclude? We're going to conclude that it's us because machzik and meyisr leiser. So Mimela, now that it had an Isra Evrim and Achai, now the animal is shechted. It's no longer Evrim and Achai. But that original Cheskas Isser is now going to take us, is going to be Machria, the new Safek Isser. Was it a proper Shechita or not? Because it had a Cheskas Isser of Evrim and Achai. Now no longer has a cheskas, and therefore you assume that the shechita wasn't a proper shechita, and now it's becheskas iser, that it was that's an unkosher animal. So why do we say mehimen? Mehimen. So we see from this that even though mechazik and meiser leiser, nevertheless, it's not considered eid echad neged ischazik. Even though we're machzik and me'isr le'isr, we don't view it as an eid echad k'neged ischazik. That was our kasha. Our kasha was, it's eid echad neged cheskas isr. Because machzik and me'isr le'isr, the answer is no. Even though machzik and me'isr le'isr, it's not considered eid echad k'neged ischazik. So we have to explain the geder. In the Sefer Beis Bais Ne'eman, Cheder Chof Aleph, he's ma'arich b'nidon zeh, if eid echad mehimen b'makom chazak me'isr le'isr or not, we see the hedya and the me'iri, the Ne'eman. So here we have a case of Isser le'Isser, and we're machriya that Eid Echad is Nema, to say the animal is properly shechted. Even though machzik and me'Isser le'Isser, we believe the Eid Echad. And Tosfos that writes that Shechita Havlei is Chazik Isura, go l'shitasam, that a behem b'b'chei b'cheskes Isser omad is Isserein Zvucha. So it never lost its Isserein Zvucha, so it's Eid Echad neged is Chazik Isura. Rashi in our sugya, the Yirmaskel Hachatz Mashman, that Shechita is Ischazik Isura, just it's biyada. Ayin Shem B'divrei Rashi, that it's considered Ischazik Isura, just it's biyada. And Rashi holds that the Chazaka of Shechita is Me'isr Le'isr. Rashi holds the, like we saw in Beitza, Chafei that we referenced, Rashi holds the Cheskas Isser of an animal is Avram and Achai. And when you shech the animal, Rashi holds that Eid Echad is Nema. Even though we're dealing with the Cheskas Isser, why is there a Cheskas Isser over here? Because Cheskas Isser Avram and Achai, now it's Mechazik Me'isr Lisser. Goes from Avram and Achai to now was it a proper Shechita? And Rashi holds Neman. To see that Eid Echad is Neman if Machzik and Me'isr Le'isr. Rashi himself says that he's believed because Biyado. But if not for Biyado, he wouldn't be believed. But Al Kolpanim, what comes out according to the Me'iri, that an Eid Echad is believed against, if you have a case of Mechazik and Me'isr L'Isr, an Eid Echad is, even though an Eid Echad is normally not believed. If Ischazik Isura, an Eid Echad is believed against an Ischazik, if it's a case of Mechazik and Me'isr L'Isr, like when the animal started out with a Cheskas Isur of Avram and Achai, and now we have a Safek Isur of, was it Shechted properly, is it a Treif or not? Is it a Nevela or not? So the Me'iri holds, and one aid is believed. In Lashita Sama'iri, we can understand the, can answer the Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua 54b in Gittin, that according to Abaye holds in the Sugi over there, that Biyado doesn't help unless right now it's Biyado, but when it was earlier Biyado, and now it's no longer Biyado, he's not believed. So then how's a person believed about Shechita? And it's no longer Biyado Lahatir. So that's the Kasha of the Pnei Yoshua. Abaye holds that Biyado is only effective if now it's Biyado. But if it was Biyado Tchila, now it's no longer Biyado, he's not believed. So by Shechita, it's no longer Biyado. So how's he believed? So the answer is, like we said, that the chazak of shechit is meyisr leyisr, so an eid echad is neman. Eid echad is not neman against the regular cheskas isr, but an eid echad is neman against the case of machzik in meyisr leyisr. So what's the explanation? We'd like to explain this yisod. And this is based in the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Mo'orei Neinu l'shmo l'zichro tabas nefesh, Maran HaGoyin Reb Chaim Zatzal. The Rosh Yeshiva. That that Eid Echad loy mehemen b'makom is chazik yisur, we have to understand why. Why is it that an Eid Echad is not believed if there's a cheskas yisur? We can explain that it's because all of his ne'amanus is only b'makom safek, but if we have a cheskas yisur, the din is muchra b'toras vaday. So an eid echad is not believed because we have achra. There's a cheskas yisur. So the achra is against the eid echad. The eid echad can say whatever he wants. We have a achra that there's an isur here. However, it would appear that that's not the reason. Sounds good, but it's not the reason. Because Lailam, even though the din is muchra b'teras vaday, the eid echad should still be believed. Just that the halacha is in the koyach of an eid echad, she'ein b'koychoi lohoid l'shanus ma shehuchsak lanu. Le'eid echad ein koach le'haid. He cannot testify to change what we know to be true, what we know to be muchsak. Even if it's mucher b'taris vade and eid echad could be neman, el shezoi halacha b'koychoi shel eid echad, he doesn't have the koyach to change what was muchsak to us. And therefore we can say that hani mili were in the chazakas koyveya, that nothing changed. So now we have no suffix because nothing changed, right? That's the idea of a chazaka. A chazaka is, as Herbert Vasher Weiss defined it, ikaron I haishtanut. The principle that something's not changing. If it didn't change, why? If it's a certain way, why would you assume that it changed? Which is, by the way, a good way to live your life, rabbis say. That if a person's always can be worried, there's always things to be worried about, right? Especially if you're Jewish. But don't assume things change unless you know otherwise. Someone's late, your wife is late, where's your child? You can't get in touch. You're nervous about this, you're nervous about the stock market, you're nervous about your job. Until you know something changed, just assume that it remains the way it is. But if it definitely changed, and now the question is there another isser? We're just machriya, da'chevtza aser. So it was already muchzak iser A. So now we say it's muchzak iser B. There in eid echad is neman, because he's not being made l'shanot et hamatzav ha-metziyut. He's not being made to change the reality. So even though the din is muchzak b'taras vaday, it doesn't prevent the eid echad from being neman. So we're machriya b'taras vaday. And eid echad could be neman, because he's not being made that he's changing mashu huchzak lanu. And eid echad is not believed to change our assumption. But once a set reality, an established reality, but once we know that the established reality changed, so here the Eid Echad can step in and testify that it did change. And so is Mashmah, what the Ran writes, B'das Rashi, the Ma'arik, B'das Toysis, the B'yado is Mahanya, L'groya koicha shel ha-chazaka, V'choshi de'Eid Echad sheloi b'mokom ischazik. That B'yado, what does B'yado do? B'yado, that it's in the person's hand to make the change, that is effective to be goyreya, to weaken the koach of the chazaka. That's what b'yado is, and it's considered eid echad shelo b'makom ischazek. That's what b'yado is, that it's megareya the koach of the chazaka. Even though we're paskining, we're machriya like the chazaka, and then it's mochor b'taris v'adeh. Nevertheless, the b'yado is effective because the etzem chazaka prevents the ne'amanus, v'lo hachoras hadin al piya. It's the etzem chazaka that prevents the ne'amanus, but not the fact that we're machriya the din. And therefore, the biyadoi is misalik, removes the manias ne'amanus, right? We don't believe him because there was a chazaka. And then the biyado weakens the chazaka such that he does have ne'amanus. So an Eid Echad doesn't have the power to change a chazaka, but once we know that it already changed, And now we have a new Isser involved. So there an Eidechet can step in and is believed. You gotta believe. The Meiri writes that even those who hold that Behema Bechea Becheska Sisser, Bewisser Abram and Achai, even if you hold that the Behema Becheskas Bechaya Becheska Sisser, what does it mean that Behema when it's alive it's Becheska Sisser? What's the Cheska Sisser? Becheska Sisser is Isser Abram and Achai. So still, Mishkachaslan, Eid Echad Neged Echazaka. We still have Eid Echad Neged Echazaka, right? You're going to say now that the animal is dead, there's no longer an Abram and Achai. But we still can have an Eid Echad Neged Echazaka. Im Ra'inu HaBehima Chaya. V'huva Lefaneinu Evar. V'lo Ra'inu Shen Nishchita. So you have an animal, it's alive, and a limb is brought to us, and we don't see that the animal was shechted. So here there's a cheska sisser evar min achai, because maybe the limb was detached when the animal was still alive. Yesh lomar shenitlash evar mechayim. Maybe the limb was detached when the animal was still alive. So that'd be the case of mamish eid echad neged echazaka. Here it's not mechzikin meyisr leisr. If it's mechzikin meyisr leisr, he's believed. But if it's if you're dealing with a detached organ, and you can say, ah, it has a cheska sever menachai, and now he's trying to change the set reality. In other words, reality, as long as we knew this animal, this is it was part of the animal, it was part of a living animal. And we don't know if that the animal was ever shechted, and we see in this organ, so then assume that nothing changed, and that he can't testify against that. However, writes the Meiri, Miksos mechavireinu misratzim, shemei achar she'ena achshav kamo shehoise v'shaz cheskos ha'isser, demei kara ha'isser chayav achshav baruf aneinu eivar, ein ze nikra cheskos isser. Even though some of our friends say that since it's not now like it was at the time of the cheskos isser, because originally the animal was alive. And now, meaning this leg was part of the animal. And now the leg is detached from the animal. You just see a leg. So that's not called a cheskas isser. We wanted to say before it's a cheskas isser. You don't know the animal was shechted. So it retains the original isser. No, it doesn't. Because it changed. In other words, this we can explain this based on what we said. That even though here it's definitely a cheskas isser gemura, right? It was Avram and Achai before, and now it's might still be Avram and Achai. Nothing changed. We don't know that reality changed. Nevertheless, right, in other words, because maybe the animal was detached, the limb was detached from the animal was still alive. Nevertheless, Kevin de Shinui Vadai Haya, there was definitely a Shinui. And the question is, what's the Shinui? So here, Ne'aman al Zeid Echad. So the Erech is not coming to be Mechadish a Shinui. We know there was a Shinui. Elamai, the Erech says, what was the Shinui? The Shinui was that the animal was Shechted. So you're right, it could be that the limb was, and that's why the limb is detached. The limb was detached after the animal was shechted. So it could be that's not true. But since we know there was a shinui here, what's the shinui? The shinui is now the before the limb was connected to the animal, now it's not connected anymore. So we know there was a shinui, so he's believed to say that what the shinui was. The animal was shechted, and now, and only then the limb was detached. So that we're misubik what the shinui is, he's believed. When is he not believed? He's not believed if we don't know that there was a change. And he testifies there was a change. But if we know there was a change, so he's believed to say what the change was. Ulefi ze harayas ha-shapir gam l'shitas ha-tesfis. De ikar cheskas, de cheskas ha-isser, or isser ein ha-zvucha. So Tosfos says that the cheskas isser is ein zvucha, that it wasn't shechted, but that's not considered ischazik isur. Why not? Because there was definitely a shinui here. Because before it was alive and now it's dead. It's the only suffix, so it was definitely killed. The question is kasher shchita or pasul shchita? So even though there's a cheska sisser, an eid echad is neeman, because he's not mechadish a shinui. We know there was a shinui. He's just telling us what the shinui was. So this would even shtim. This svara would even help us with Tosfos. In other words, well, even if you hold that the cheska sisser is ein zvucha, he's still going to be believed because you don't know that the when you say Avram and Achai, so now it's no longer it. So the animal was alive, now it's dead. So you know there was a shinui. So he's testifying to say the shinui was the animal was shechted properly. Even if you hold that it's a cheskas, the cheskas is was ain't as vucha. So how do you know then that maybe nothing changed? The answer is something definitely changed. The animal is now dead. So he's just testifying what the change was. So he's believed. V'nira od lechadesh. As Moreno Rabbeinu, Mosif Chidush al Chidush. In the case of Tarati L'Reisa, like the case of Nimikva Shinimdad V'Nimsa Chaser, Tolav Tyra Shinasu Agabal V'Mafrei V'Em Shiach V'Em Sarabim, Tmeyais. Then Rinan Hame Tame Alches Kasai. So, we know they have a mikvah. And it was found to be chaser. So everything that was titled in this mikvah is going to be tame, whether it's mishsech or shram, it doesn't matter. Because any person or kli, because you have tarati l'reisa, you have chaser l'fanecha, the mikvah is lacking, and hamid tame achas kasa. And even though you can say hamid mikvah achas kasa, that it was shalim, no, chaser l'fanecha, so it's tarati l'reisa. You have two things working against you, you have two strikes against you. One is chaser lefonecha, and the other is the person has a cheskas tuma who came into the mikvah, or whatever went into the mikvah has a cheskas tuma. Now, if an eid echad is made that the mikvah was shalim, he's going to be neman, even though it's against the cheskas tuma. Why? Because there was definitely a hashtanis. Question is, what was the hashtanis? Was the hashtanis in the tuma? Or in the mikveh? Did the tamei person become tahar? Or did the mikveh become chaser? What happened when the person when the person was tayva, what had happened before? So it was definitely hishtanis. Either the mikveh was chaser, or and that was hishtanis, or the person was mishtanis because he went into a mikveh that was shalim. So therefore, even though we're machriya the din kicheskas tuma, because there's a chaser lefanecha, it's taral. Tarti the Reisa. Nevertheless, since Sof Sof there was a Hishtanis, and the Chazaka isn't Koveh and Shem Lestapik, Shirashino. Chazaka tells us, don't have a suffix that a change happened. Assume no change happened. But here we know a change happened. So Mimela, the Edis of Eidacha Kimi Koveh, that the Hishtanis was in the Tameh person and not in the Mikvah, now he's Tar. And that's what we said, that the Achrav Adais of the Din is not Megareh than Amonis. Of the aid. What takes away the nemanis of the aid is not the fact that we're machriya the din bevade a certain way, but rather he's made l'shanos l'hotzi mena chazaka. The Pnei Yoshua in our sugya asks, according to the Rambam, that is his fakus are only the Rabbanan, that if an aid echad is only believed where there's no cheska sisser, so why do we need the nemanis of the eid echad? Harei min haTorah, sveikus ar mutter. So why min haTorah do you need an eid echad? An eid echad is only believed in makom t'los chazik yisura. So we have a suffix. The eid echad says, the eid echad tells us so what happened. But that's only when there's no cheska sisser. There's no cheska sisser and we have a suffix. Anyway, you go to kula, what do you need the eid echad for? What do we need the Erecha to be Matir for? That's the Kash of the Pnei Yoshua L'Shita Saram. And based on what we said, we have an Afkamina in the case of Machzik and Lissir Sotati L'Reisa. Now without the aid, it's Asur Medin Vadai, because there's a Cheska Sisser over here. And, right, so it's no longer a Suffolk. Kol HaSfeik HaSeinim Elam HaDivrayim. So here we have a suffix. You're going to follow the cheska sisser, and It's going to be Asur Midin Vaday. And when that's when you need Minatora, the Nemanus of the Eid to be Matir. When it's Mechmachzik and Miasur Lisir, Tati Lereisa, that without the Eid, it's going to be Asur Midin Vaday. That's when you need the Eid to come in and be Matir Minatora. And that's not included in his Chazik Yisur that an Eid Echad does not believe. So Nachinami, if it's not his Chazik, then Minatora anyway we're Mekel. But we need the Eid Echad for when it's his Chazik. Ayim Achzik Miasur Lisir, Tati Lereisa. Another nafkamina would be in the case of Biyado. We saw the Ran and the Ma'arik that Biyado is Megareah the Koch of the Chazaka, and it's considered Eid Echad Shelo B'Makom Mischazik if it's Biyado. So really it is a Schazik, it's just Biyado. So without the Eid Echad, it would be Asur Min HaTorah because it's a Schazik. But since it's Biyado, and therefore it's Megareah the Koch of the Chazaka, the Eid Echad is believed, that's another case where we need the Eid Echad. So we have three nafkaminas. We need the Eid Echad. There's still a lot more to say, Rabbi Isai. So please stay tuned. And this was delightful, really. Great. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Be'ezer Hashem, we still have a Sach Vasuredin. Sach Vasuredin. So please stay tuned. And we'll see more in the flows. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.